Like, what do you expect from Tommy bouncing back from a rough start?
Yeah, Tommy's approach has been the same. You know, he's come to work and has been studying and prepping and has put together a good couple of days of practice so far. So, again, just kind of capping off today and getting into some special situations.
What have you seen from Eagles defense, I guess, this past game compared to the other ones with some switching in their play calling?
I think Dave touched on it a little bit yesterday, but, you know, with Coach Patricia now calling it and Sean, you know, the first half of the season, you know, there's some similarities, a lot of similarities. Obviously, the personnel there has stayed consistent, and you know, Coach Patricia, I think there was a couple things that might have been a little bit different. Maybe now into the second week, probably could anticipate maybe a little bit more things kind of being changed up. So, you know, we got to be ready for everything. We're going to prep through, you know, go through our schemes, go through our personnel groupings, and make sure we're tied up there.
How does that change? Does it change your preparation at all? Are you watching this past week a little bit more closely than maybe previous week?
Yeah, you try to gather as much data as you can, you know, from this last week and see if there's any tendencies there, and then look at kind of the scope of the season and see where things have been kind of been played to as well. So, again, when you have a new play caller, kind of there's a little bit of unknown, and that's okay, but we prepare our guys the best we can and get them ready for Monday.
Mike, would you agree that you've only been here for last year with this legacy against the Eagles, but that handling their defensive front was really the main reason last year where you guys had so much trouble? Would you agree with that? That was that's what you saw.
Yeah, I think that was a part of it. I think we need to work to play better. We didn't do that last year, but that was last year. So this year, we have putting together a great plan, giving our guys. Have a lot of confidence in the plan so they can go out there and play fast.
They have not had a lot of sack numbers despite having, stars on that. What do you see from them? And do you think you guys are able to combat that this year? You guys have had some issues, obviously, giving up sacks.
Yeah, they have a really talented front, all across the board. They do a good job of tying in their coverages with their fronts and the things that they present. So, yeah, we definitely have to make sure we're prepared for that, and that's what we've been doing this week in practice.
What do you remember about a young Jason Kelce? Wink was just out here and said, like, he's almost like Peyton Manning now, changing signals and whatnot. You were, I think, the same rookie year as him.
He was 1 year younger than me.
Okay, so yeah. What do you remember about
him? I mean, he came in, he was a smart kid, just a sponge, trying to learn everything. He was also, very vocal, just like he is today. He's a great dude, one of my good friends. Mean streak, and he is smart, I would say that, yes.
Saquon's role has kind of decreased, at least in regards to snaps, probably after he came back from that injury. What do you attribute that to?
I'd say, we want Saquon on the field as much as possible, and Saquon will be out there as until he needs to get out, until he needs to blow and needs to catch his breath and get back out there. So that's really how we work out with him. He's out there as long as he can until he needs a tapping, another guy comes in.
Doesn't seem to be out there as much on third down, though. Is there anything to that?
I think just the usage probably on first and second down, and then third down comes around. If he can stay in there, he will. If he can't, then he'll come out for a play, and then the other guy will step up.
Like, the book on Paris Campbell's career was like he was either hurt or he was productive. He hasn't been hurt this year. Why do you think you guys haven't been able to maximize him the way that it maybe your intent was when you signed him?
I love Paris. Paris is a pro. He comes in, he works his butt off. He studies, he preps, he's great for the room. I think, and Dave's kind of talked about it a couple of days back, was just, other guys are playing right now, and I think when his time's called, then he'll step up. And again, every week's different. So the personnel groupings and how we mix and match that changes on a week-to-week basis. So, this week is no different.
You still feel like he could be an explosive player?
Absolutely.